A second federal employee union is suing the Office of Personnel Management over the two recent cybersecurity breaches. The National Treasury Employee Union filed a lawsuit in federal court today. NTEU says OPM violated its members' constitutional rights by not protecting their personal and private information. Colleen Kelly is the union's national president. She explains her union's decision to take OPM to court.
To serve their country, as you know, federal employees must give the government a great deal of very intimate and personal information about themselves, and much of that is provided as part of the federal employment background investigation process. Federal employees, when they do this, of course, are entrusting this information to OPM with the expectation that the information, including details about things like their medical conditions and their private personal relationships, will all be kept confidential and safe from unauthorized accesses. OPM makes this promise on its official background investigation forms. For years, OPM has failed to properly safeguard this sensitive information, and in its early or yearly audits, OPM's Inspector General criticized OPM for its inability to protect its information systems. This ongoing failure led to the sweeping data breaches that OPM announced just last month. These breaches exposed personal information that millions of federal employees, dedicated federal servants, gave to OPM with the understanding that it would be kept safe. That is why today NTEU filed a lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California alleging that OPM has violated NTEU members' constitutional rights to informational privacy. NTEU is asking the court to order OPM to immediately correct its security deficiencies, to stop OPM from collecting NTEU members' personal information electronically until the court is satisfied that all necessary steps to safeguard NTEU members' personal information have been taken, and to order OPM to provide lifetime credit monitoring and identity theft protection to NTEU members at no cost to them. There are many questions about the data breaches that OPM has still not answered, including whether it has been able to identify all of the individuals who are affected and when they will all be notified. But what is known is that OPM failed to take adequate measures to protect this very private information that it was obligated to protect. This litigation is the latest example of NTEU's extensive, multi-front effort to advocate for employees who were harmed by this breach. We have also been talking to members of Congress about introducing legislation to extend the credit monitoring beyond 18 months, and we have gotten positive responses from a number of members of Congress and senators. Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland has confirmed to us that he will be introducing such legislation in the very near future. And we have also been working with Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton on a similar House bill. Bottom line is that federal employees deserve the highest level of protection possible. OPM's failure to provide adequate safeguards is not only unacceptable, but its response to date has also been deficient. OPM has been dribbling out information, has not acted aggressively to provide federal employees with the maximum protection that it can, has hired a contractor that was not up to the task, and has left employees in the dark about how themselves and their families might have been impacted.
Again, that's Colleen Kelly, the president of the National Treasury Employee Union, talking about her group's decision to sue OPM today. Kelly discussed how OPM management should protect federal employees' personal information. She also addressed recent calls for OPM Director Catherine Archuleta and Chief Information Officer Donna Seymour to step down.
Specifically, I believe that OPM should be supporting the maximum relief and protection possible for federal employees and their families, and that they should take responsibility for this breach and use all the resources of the federal government to put a plan in place to ensure that a catastrophic event of this nature can never happen again. And I don't see those things happening, so it has been very frustrating. This issue in particular has been very frustrating with employees really looking to OPM to do all they can. I think they should be doing everything they can to identify the scope of this problem and to fix it so that it never happens again. And they should be standing up for federal employees and providing all the protections possible. whoever is in those jobs, that's what I want them to do. And as long as those two are there, that's what I expect them to do.
Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employee Union, on OPM's handling of Fed's private information. NTEU is the second federal employee union to file a lawsuit over the cyber breaches. The American Federation of Government Employees filed its own case against OPM last month. Greg O'Duden is NTEU's attorney. He explained how his union's lawsuit is different than AFGE's.
We developed a different theory. We too considered the viability of a case that was brought under the Privacy Act, and our conclusion was that while not impossible, it would be very difficult to prevail under the Privacy Act. And our conclusion was that a cause of action based on the constitutional right to informational privacy was very solid and would allow us to get a meaningful remedy.
It's Greg O'Duden, a NTEU attorney, explaining the legal theory behind the union's lawsuit.